Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Destiny. Now here's your host, Cliff Dunning.
Oh boy, we're cooking here in Northern California. It's a record heat day, 104, and it is Tuesday the 6th of September. Happy September. I gotta tell you, the more I think about it, the more our ancestors really had it together on multiple levels. Most importantly, and one that I like to highlight on this program, is the wellness benefits, the herbs, the meditative practices, yoga, tai chi. These are all coming back into favor in the West as healing remedies. And it looks like our ancestors had a lot of other tricks up their sleeve that we're beginning to understand. Today, we're talking about mushrooms that not only are good for healing arthritic pain, healing nervous system pain, but they're also good for organ and hormonal balance and other system balances that we're just beginning to study. We're talking about Amanita muscaria, a very common mushroom that grows around most of the world's populations. You can find it anywhere. You really can. And my guest today has made a very thorough study on the healing benefits of this miracle plant helper. Now, this isn't one of our typical psychoactive plants that we feature on the program. This is a 100% healing remedy that has been used for over 50,000 years. Apparently, they have found evidence of drawings of this mushroom in caves in Europe and in other parts of the world. And it is remarkable for its healing benefit. Now, we don't hear a great deal about it from the medical authorities because they don't want you to find a natural healing technology, because that'll take money away from their drugs and their surgeries and their radiation. And I've been talking about my brother now off and on, his trials and tribulations for the treatment he received. I can say that he passed away last week, and we're having a memorial for him in a couple of weeks. But he was an experiment. They experimented on him. Why in God's name would anyone use a radiation therapy for a healing modality? That is ass backwards. And I'm hammering the Alapass now because, frankly, I'm fed up with it. I think it's crap. I think they don't know what the hell they're doing. And I've said this many, many times to practicing physicians, family members who are doctors and nurses and so on. I say that in 20 years or less, they're going to look back and go, what were we thinking? Within the actual confines of institutions like John Hopkins, more and more people who do research on the healing techniques offered by Alapass are saying, this is not working. We are killing people. I'll say that again. We are killing people, and they are. And this is not a healing technique. We're not healing. I mean, all the money that Americans spend on healthcare, and we're still like under 20 of the best care in the world. We're drug pushers, and we're happy about it. I'm not happy about it. Hell, I lost a relative to a stupid, out of control therapy that is regarded as still viable with certain types of cancers, radiation, burning the body. I don't know what the thinking is, but it's ass backwards. So here on Destiny, I try to find people who are experts. Our guest today is a practicing physician. She is a pediatrician. Her name is Baba Massa, and she is a former resident of the country of Russia. She's been in the United States about 25, 30 years, and she has a huge number of followers who actually live in Russia. She got over 1 million followers talking about this amazing mushroom, Amanita muscaria, and microdosing this product. Now, again, this is not for psychedelic trips. This is not for working with higher consciousness. This is a product that works with the body to normalize the body's functions, including hormonal distribution, to relieve great amounts of pain in every area of the body, and to work with the nervous system. And this is just beginning to be understood. There isn't a lot of literature on it. We don't really know how it actually works on the body because we're still in the dark. But again, our ancestors used it in quantities we're just beginning to understand as a dried, as an herb that was powdered, crushed and powdered, and consumed with food. It's actually a food by itself when it's cooked, like a regular mushroom. It's different than that, though. But this is a product, this is a natural remedy that has been on the earth, and it's one of those remedies that can actually provide a great amount of relief, comfort, and it's looking like it's one of these products that also can extend age, and we're all looking to live as long as and as healthy as we can. So this is another consideration. But medical science itself is now realizing that you can't take an extract from the forest and try to synthesize it and have it work in the same manner. This is why people are very, very concerned and in some cases upset with the damage and the deforesting of the Amazon jungle. The Amazon jungle is like a pharmacology of natural healing techniques. And we're talking about drugs that can be extracted that are good for cancer, good for central nervous system issues, all kinds of hormonal issues. There is a pharmacy of natural occurring plant medicines that are just waiting to be discovered. I just think that we have fallen into this trap of taking quick fix medicines. And these quick fix medicines are deadly. They are dialed up. They have no consciousness whatsoever. And I'll say this flat out. When you work with plant medicines, there's a spirit that connects with you. And we're going to hear about this today, how using this mushroom, Amanita muscaria, can actually connect and focus on healing. And this is something we're also beginning to understand. Of course, when we're talking about the scientific method, they can't figure that out because you can't use the scientific method to measure consciousness. We're not there yet. But it does seem like these plants work naturally over a period of time. They benefit many, many people. And it's really a pleasure to hear from a physician whose complete take on her training reveals that although she feels there are some benefits to becoming an allopath, the vast majority of the training is disconnected from healing, disconnected from earth-based wellness, and just not what people need for complete healing. And this is what we're looking for today. Our 9-to-5 existence really, really drag us down and cause us to become ill. And there's a lot of thinking on diseases, especially the disease process. When you have a cancer, most of the time, and I'm not saying all these cancers, I'm just saying a lot of them, there were early warning signs. There were pains, there was disruptions, there was evacuations that were indications that there were early problems that were ignored, or they were masks with painkilling or other types of drugs. When it gets too far, obviously you have the full-grown cancer, tumor, and other kinds of problems related to cancer. So really, it hasn't just happened. It's typically just a process of a... cancer is a process. And so when you start reversing that, changing lifestyle, changing diet, exercising, getting up a little bit during the day, and you're watching what you're eating, then you're paying attention to your body. Your body's saying, hey, we got a problem here. You don't go mask it. You take care of it. What is causing the problem? So forth and so on. So my guest today, again, is Dr. Baba Massa. The book is Microdosing with Amida Muscaria, Creativity, Healing, and Recovery with the Sacred Mushroom.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Destiny is all about tools for transformation. And every single month I'm looking for, and my team is looking for new authors, new research on enhancing not only consciousness, but looking for ways to enhance the body, to heal the body in as natural a way as possible. I'm not anti-allopathic medicine, but I got to tell you, most of the remedies that are used today are either toxic, damaging, or only have temporary results. And so when I look for, when I can find a plant medicine or a fungal mushroom medicine that has been used and has good background and has, you know, been tested, I am looking for it. I found this book, and I should say my assistant found a new book called Microdosing with Amanita muscaria, Creativity, Healing, and Recovery with the Sacred Mushroom. This is a really well-written book, and I want to tell you a little bit about the author. Her pseudonym, her stage name is Baba Masha. She's an MD, a doctor, and she is a pediatrician, OBGYN, with a doctorate in medicine. And I got to tell you, she also has a podcast in Russia called Radio Psychedelic. And the reason she uses a pseudonym is obvious to most of you. Russia doesn't really like psychedelic drugs. They don't want anyone taking cannabis. Obviously, if you've heard the news, there was an American basketball player who is in jail for having cannabis in her bag. So Baba is actually going against the grain here and promoting using mushrooms, which I think is fascinating. So, Baba, welcome to Destiny. Great to have you on the program.
Thank you for inviting me, Cliff. I'm happy to share information I collected for 4 years of my Amanita muscaria research.
Yeah, it's a fantastic read. I want to talk a little bit about you first, Baba. You're Russian. Your training was in Russia. You have a traditional allopathic training as a doctor. Was this discovery something that you personally were working with, that you decided that you needed to have more information and actually write a book on? Or did the book come later after personal discovery of these mushrooms?
Yes, it's just the pop out on its own, because in 2014, I started psychedelic plants podcast in Russian-speaking territories. So I created an animation and virtual character to broadcast harm reduction radio psychedelics. And through Baba Masha, I was sharing information about health benefits, history, medicinal use, rules, dosage, setting of psychedelic plants as ayahuasca, salvia divinorum, iboga, magic cacti, San Pedro and peyote, cannabis, and shrooms. I was studying psychedelic plants for a couple decades. I was studying medical articles. I studied all research like by companies like MAPS in California, New York, Johns Hopkins University, and other international facilities. And I was trying it on myself for a decade. For over 10 years, I was using those plants to see what do we do to human body, what do we do to human health. I have over 1,400 hours on my podcast on psychedelic plants, and I never talk about plants I didn't use myself. Only plants which I tried. Wow. Only. I don't talk about, okay, John said that, Masha said that, blah, blah, blah. No. And you know what? I cured a bunch of conditions which I'm a doctor myself, right? I couldn't cure it with pharma. I just couldn't. And the more I was going with traditional pharma pills, I had a bunch of side effects bunch of negative effects. So I just decided I'm going to jump in medicinal plants. I was broadcasting not just about psychedelic remedies. I was broadcasting about non-psychedelic shamanic remedies like rapé, sananga. There is a bunch of them, and I tried them all.
Yeah.
And in 2018, Russian government discovered me, and they banned my podcast.
So now, did they discover you because you are on, because podcasting is like in the air, it's everywhere. Did somebody, did the KGB or somebody see you and go, okay, she's really illegal. Very, very, she's lawless. She's a lawless ex-Russian, right? Is that how they looked at you?
You know how they presented me as a foreign agent, which is working with a group of shady, like CIA group, which trying to bring Russia to insanity.
Yeah.
They wrote me, because I was on YouTube, I was talking with different voice, with very funny bah, 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 voice.
Oh, you had a voice changer, so that it wasn't your natural voice.
And okay. In the beginning, it was just speaking mouth, animated speaking mouth in a black background. So they shut me down in 2018. And I was like, okay, fine. I already put a lot of work. I had over 3 million views.
I heard that. It's amazing. Yeah.
And I had 350 podcasts. But then my followers, they start saying, Marsha, don't leave us. Don't leave us. Just open another channel on YouTube. I said, all right. Okay. And, you know, I created a new channel on YouTube and I set it on my old one. And in the morning, I was ready to download the new podcast and I had 800 subscribers already on the empty channel.
So it's all in Russia, right? It's all in Russian language. So,
Cliff, it was a big mistake for Russian government to ban me because it's giving me some legitimacy between young people. And they said, all right, if she's banned, we probably should listen. Because my audience tripled since. Tripled.
That's amazing. So you have about a million viewers now, right, in Russia?
Not subscribers, but totally on two channels, I have 7 million views.
That is spectacular.
Yeah.
That is spectacular, Baba. I want to congratulate you. Well, let's talk about this mushroom, Amanita muscaria. I just finished a book on cannabis. It's called Cannabis and Sexual Ecstasy for Men. By the way, it's the same publisher. And we're in America, and you know, we had the drug age during Tim Leary, and people, you refer to people like Terrence McKenna, who I knew, brilliant man. And these people were early innovators of using these psychedelic drugs for not only exploration, but I want you to talk a little bit about this mushroom, because we haven't had anybody on the program talking about microdosing mushrooms. Now, what is where is this mushroom found? Is it found in specific parts of the world? Talk about where it can be found.
This mushroom is spread all over the world because my research from 2018 up to 2020 includes all continents. Mm-hmm. I have people from Eastern Europe, from Siberia, from I don't think I have anybody from Africa, North America, South America. It's spread all over. And the first, and it was very popular in it's a center of myths and legends of the
indigenous people.
Yes, people of Siberian tribes, Chukchi, Karyaki, Kamchadals. And Amanita muscaria was used as a medicine, as entheogen for rituals, as a food source and ceremonial drink. And I was born on that land. Mm-hmm. I was born in the middle of last century in this area. And by that time, Soviets deleted everything about that mushroom, everything. They destroyed the tribes. They destroyed the myths, the legend. They destroyed the language because they were taking children and putting them in a foster families, in a foster houses, just destroy the whole thing.
Why would they want to destroy the indigenous people of Russia?
You know, that's a kind of imperial habit of Russian, just to put more territories to the Russian Empire, delete all the cultural differences, make them. It's not just that area. You see what's going on in Ukraine. We're trying to kill all Ukrainians.
Yeah.
They're trying to delete their cultures, their language. And when you're asking why, so the Soviets started it in 1928. Stalin started putting small territories left and right, and that's what happened with the Siberian tribes. By the time I was born, nobody knew what it is. And my family was mushroom hunters. You know, after Second War, we had not much to eat. So we were picking berries, mushrooms, and my parents told me, don't even look in that direction, which is funny. But the first published documents about Amanita muscaria was published in the middle of 18th century by Imperial Academy of Science in St. Petersburg in 1755. It's a two-volume book. Professor Krashenikov, he was a participant of Great Northern Expedition, and it was 1733, 1744. And after that, we have Steller and then Lindenau, Merrick. A lot of people were describing medicinal qualities, taking small doses of Amanita muscaria and feeling extraordinary lightness, joy, and sense of energetic well-being.
Right.
So in 2014, I read the book, Professor James Fadiman, you probably know him.
Oh, he is the endorser of microdosing psychedelics.
Yeah, he's a brilliant guy. And
he's up here, yeah.
Yeah, he lives here in California. I read his book about microdosing, and I tried magic mushrooms, and it went really well. I'm telling you, it was like good. Some miracle thing. And then I published that information after I tried it for 6 months. I published it on my podcast. And then I started getting letters from people saying, Masha, we're taking these little dosages of Amanita muscaria, and what we have this and that. And being a traditional, like a normal doctor, I was like, no, forget about it.
Don't do it.
It was 2 years. 2 years, my followers were trying to convince me to try, and I did. Finally, I did. 2016, I had a very bad condition with my back. Mm-hmm. I basically could not work because I injured myself in the gym. So I went to Pacific Coast forest, found few mushrooms. I made the tincture, and for last 6 years, I don't have pain in my back.
I
have a back. I can hike for 20 miles. I go to gym several times a week. I forgot what it is. And then I created first group of 67 people in 2018. They were from different countries. They didn't know anything about what do I do. They didn't know each other. I was talking with them personally in dynamic, collecting information. And I put it up, and in 2019, I put it out because they all were giving me the same, exactly the same information, plus my own experience.
Okay.
And it blew up Russia. It blew up Russia, and in 6 months I had 3,000 people wrote me, and by 2022 I have 12,000 people wrote me about the experience, and only 6,000 about microdosing. There is some people who tried it as a psychedelic agent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the story, how I come up with it.
That's amazing. Now, yeah. One of the things you write about that I found quite compelling is that you report that there are cave paintings 50,000 years old that actually show this mushroom in good detail. That is amazing by itself. So this has been a shamanistic tool for thousands and thousands of years.
Right.
How do we believe that they prepared it? Was it dried and then trimmed? And it's not just the top, it's the stem as well, right?
No. We don't use the stem because there is a scientific research, there is articles about it. The stem and the cup, they're totally different in chemicals. They are.
Oh, they are. Okay.
They are. We're using only cups for as a medicine and stems. Me personally and a lot of people on my my followers, we're using it as a food because all chemicals in Amanita muscaria, they are water soluble.
Okay.
So if you soak the stems for 48 hours changing the water, you just can use it as a normal mushrooms. You can fry them, you can make soup, you can freeze it for later use. And that's why, because to do that research, I created two live channels, live chats. I was managing one, and my assistant Thomas was managing two. It was 8,000 people alive. Mm-hmm. We were chatting every day, 300-400 posts. I used bad dose. I used bad. I have this. I have this. Because nobody know how much you have to take. So for 4 years, in my book, there is information only about first 2 years of research because I submitted the manuscript to the publisher, and I continued for two more years.
Okay.
So we find out what's the dosage, what time of intake, because if you take it in the morning or evening, it has different effects. What's the forms of use? What's the goal of use? And we were exploring the range of diseases, what might be corrected, might be corrected. I'm not saying curing. I'm saying corrected.
Okay.
Let's say psoriasis. There is no cure for psoriasis.
The skin condition, psoriasis.
Yeah, skin. Yeah. Yeah. It can go in a long remission and then come back, go in remission. So we find out Amanita muscaria is about 73% putting psoriasis in remission. And I have a bunch of photographs. They didn't, because the book is big, it's 360 pages. And I have 100 pages of photographs, burns, scars, psoriasis, neurodermatitis, broken extremities. Maybe I will publish it later, I'm not sure. So we were exploring stability of microdosing effects. We were exploring analgesic properties and individual dose and optimal form of reception.
Let me stop here just for a second, Baba. So in your research, you found no clinical trials whatsoever of any testing at any dosage range whatsoever. That's amazing. Because, I mean, it's not just Russia. It's around the world. No, I guess it's just the global problem until very recently of using these psychedelic drugs in any form whatsoever. Here in California, we're seeing people microdosing LSD, DMT, and in some cases, I don't know how they do it, microdosing of ayahuasca.
Yeah.
So when you're saying Amanita muscaria is not being researched, I find that fascinatingly problematic. Because it's a very powerful, it's a very powerful tool.
You know, Cliff, there is a bunch of websites, even in English, about microdosing Amanita with very few effects, this and that, but nobody ever collected that many people together in the run that program in 12,000 people. And I could do it because it's not my first project.
Yeah.
Before that, I was running the same project on addiction to cannabis products. I was running the same project on psychedelic mushroom microdosing.
Was this for Russian people or everyone?
Only.
Okay.
Only. Because here we can talk about it freely. We can meet with you and discuss it publicly, and we're not going to be punished. They're not going to put us in jail.
Right.
And it's free. Everybody knows about it. But in Russia, they're confused about what exactly psychedelic is. A lot of youngsters, they think you take psychedelics, you go crazy, and you take it so you have some euphoria. And we use a lot of chemicals, which produced in India, in China, and they have very bad health results, you know?
Yeah, bad reaction.
They don't know what it is. But did you ever try any psychedelic plants yourself?
Oh, you mean like ayahuasca? I haven't done ayahuasca yet. I've done DMT. I haven't done, which isn't really a plant. I never did LSD, but I did mushrooms, peyote, which is, you know, a different kind of a mushroom. But that's about it. I'm a big cannabis person.
I see. Me too. I grow my own.
I do too.
Good. So listen. The psychedelic trip, let's say ayahuasca or salvia divinorum or iboga or mushroom trip, it's nothing about euphoria. It's not you take a big dose of these plants and go cha-cha in a nightclub. No, it's very hard physical work.
You're talking about Amanita when you take it?
No. We're talking about different. We will talk later about Amanita using is a.
So what are you referring to? I'm sorry.
Ayahuasca or mushrooms.
Oh, like yeah. Those are very, very powerful. Yeah.
It's a really, really hard physical job. After you go through a trip for 5, 6, 7 hours, you're exhausted. You have to take rest for a couple of days, and it's nothing about euphoria. But Amanita is a little bit different because Amanita muscaria, if you take it in large doses, at some point of each trip, it started after 4 hours, in about 5th or 6th hours. And the dosage are not determined. It's totally individual. The mind get disconnected from the body, traveling somewhere in universe, and body left alone becomes so aggressive toward itself. People going psychotic, they start attacking people, they're running, and they don't have any mind, no memory what happened, and it lasts 11 hours.
Oh my God.
It's very, very dangerous. I have a whole chapter in my book with maybe 15, 20 reports. I have a bunch of pictures, damaged bodies, bloody faces. People think they can fly or go through the walls, and they start hitting repeatedly. And you cannot knock in their consciousness and say, hey, they don't hear you. They don't sense you. They're somewhere far away, and the body is extremely aggressive.
This sounds very dangerous.
It is.
I mean, are these microdoses that people are taking that are having these reactions, or are these just over the top?
Over, yeah. To get the Amanita muscaria trip, it will be from 10 grams and over. It's personal, it's individual for everybody, but Microdosing is 0.5 gram.
Syrup. We're talking about a tincture, though. A tincture.
No,
or
no.
What are you talking about?
0.5 gram of dry mushroom.
Dry mushroom. Gram. Okay.
0.5 gram of dry mushroom. We don't microdose with tincture. Tincture is only for local topical use only. It's a painkiller. It's a great painkiller. I have 92% people confirmed it. 92 from 6,000.
So you can make like, you can make a topical out of it and use it for muscle. So yeah. Let's go back. So how are we? We're drying it and smoking it, I guess, right?
No smoking. We take the mushrooms, we dry them up at the temperature of 40, 45 degrees, and then we store it in a glass jar, and we can powder it and take 0.5 gram in the morning and evening, or in the morning only or evening. Because if you take it in the morning on empty stomach, it will give you energy, nice mood. It will take away your negative chatterbox in the head, on your negative thoughts, and you like elevated your light. You don't have any hallucination or anything like that. It's like energy boost.
Okay, so you're creating a powder, but how is it applied? How are you consuming the powder?
You weigh, you get small scales, and you weigh 0.5 gram.
But how are you consuming it? Are you just adding it?
You just put it in your mouth and drink water.
You just dissolve it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just put it in your mouth, drink some water, and that's it.
Is it lethal in high doses? I mean, you're talking about people having bad reactions and
It's legal, but
lethal, like dangerous.
Oh, lethal? No.
It's not lethal.
No,
okay.
Nobody died. Okay. Nobody died from Amanita muscaria. We go for 11, 12 hours of insanity, total insanity. We could end up in psychiatric ward. And we're going to shoot with haloperidol in their buttocks.
To get them to wake up.
And it's going to be a horrible experience. So if people got it once, nobody want to come back to that.
Okay.
It's one time. It's one time for everybody.
Let's talk about the benefits. Now, I want to get into some other specifics. In fact, I want to talk about your project, Amanita, which we'll talk about in a minute. But from a pharmacological point of view, you write that it's good for Parkinson's, which is a neural dysfunction of the body, also Huntington's. And fascinating enough, you also talk about schizophrenia. So without going through a whole list, because you have a whole list of things, what are some of the top benefits that Amanita muscaria?
All right. I will tell you the winners. The discovery which I made for 4 years of research is Amanita muscaria microdoses take away any addiction, any. Heroin, methadone, amphetamine, cocaine, whatever, opioids, prescription opioids or any opioids, it just take it away in 86% of people wrote me, and it's 500 people wrote me about their addictions, 86%. Then Amanita muscaria microdoses restores sleep. It's not a sleepy pill. You take it and you sleep well. It's restoring your sleep. You do the course 3 weeks, 4 weeks. You take a break. You take 3 weeks again, and then you sleep without Amanita. Depression is 80%. Alcohol addiction, 86%. And for tincture, it takes away arthritis pain, including rheumatoid arthritis. It doesn't cure arthritis, Cliff. It doesn't
just
cure it.
The pain.
It takes inflammation. It gives you more,
movements. Yeah.
But it doesn't cure, but it takes away pain. And if you use it constantly, you can do the compress or you can the compress is better. You put it 3-4 hours overnight. And when you start using it less and less and less, it doesn't cure arthritis, but it takes away pain in the long run.
Let me stop you for a minute, Baba. Okay. Is your medical degree recognized in the United States?
No, never wanted. I have to go through school again.
You would have to go back to the beginning to get an MD in the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. So, because I'm wondering, with your research, and you've done this monstrous survey with your listeners who are taking it for a variety of conditions, I mean, this would be wonderful. And of course, you have your published book. So I guess you're just going to have to slowly emerge through the Western culture, the United States, Europe, and so on, with the material in the book, right? Because I don't know if you would be sponsored by a university, or you could be, I guess, huh? Is that what your goal is?
No, Cliff, I have no goals. This book was not planned. This research was not planned. I was just doing because I liked it. It gave me something to do. I already quit my podcast. Baba Masha is dead.
And I'm
a Baba Masha representative. I'm not selling anything. I'm not pushing new product. Everything here in the book. I don't care what next gonna be. And I already have a PhD. I was 33 when I got my PhD in Russia. I don't want to be a doctor. I don't want to be in a group of people conducting clinical blind studies.
Okay.
I don't want to do anything with it. I already have a new project. I'm a sculptor. I'm a painter. I'm a video producer. I'm a president of a music recording company. I have a lot to do. And it's not connected to Baba Masha. Baba Masha did her study. I put it all out. I wrote the book. That's it. Big period.
Wow. It's such a groundbreaker, Baba. I mean, I could see a lot of pharmaceutical companies being concerned about what you're reporting because it really helps people get off the drugs, get off the toxic remedies that are terrible.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about some of the problems, because you do say that it's good for schizophrenia, but...
No, Cliff, no.
It's not good for mental illness.
No, mental illness. Not in the kitchen alone taking Amanita microdoses, maybe under surveillance of professionals, maybe.
Okay.
But not in the kitchen alone in the house, because people cannot, you know...
But, you know, then again, you say it's great for depression, which is a major psychological issue, especially in the United States, where this is one of the main areas where the allopaths here, and I'm talking about the United States, will prescribe these very toxic drugs to stop depression. So you're saying that... Amanita is excellent for depression. So is it an artificial high that
it doesn't does give it you actually, high? Cliff, it doesn't give you high.
What is the effect?
The effect you have when you take microdose of Amanita muscaria, you don't have immediate effect. It's a very, very tiny little dosages you take every day. Morning and night, and you write down everything what happened with you before. And when you look at yourself 3 weeks later and you discover you have motivation, you want to take your bike, you want to go walk in the forest, you want to do something, you're laughing, you stop at your chatterbox, you don't have negative thoughts, and you actually nicer to people. And you kind of don't react on idiots around. You like balanced, you're happy, and you want to live your life.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Sounds like it's doing some subtle hormonal corrections.
Very subtle. Because when I observe the range of conditions, they are so different. It's immune diseases, it's hormonal diseases, like, let's say, hot flushes. We have 80% hot flushes. It's totally hormonal, right?
Yeah.
Menopausal women. And I'm not saying it cures the diseases, but it elevates the symptoms without negative effects.
Okay.
Very slow. And you have to do it couple courses, maybe couple years to keep it in a bay, you know?
Yeah.
It's not the like a cure for everything. And I'm not saying that. I'm not saying, okay, Amanita muscaria cures Parkinson's disease. No. But Parkinson's patients, they have lightness. They stop thinking about their disease. We are motivated. We start talking with their family. The tremor going away. We start feeling better. In general, it doesn't cure Parkinson's disease.
Yeah.
Not Alzheimer's disease. And you know, for elder people, let's say over 80, God, it's a great help in improving their quality of life. Because the pain goes away. They become more happy, more cheerful. They start talking with their kids. They don't react on negative events. And they have more energy. I'll tell you, when I had COVID gives you...
You had a diagnosis of a positive COVID test.
Yeah, three times.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I'm anti-vaxxer. I'm not...
Uh-oh.
And I cured myself. I didn't cure myself, but every day I was putting tincture topical, and it gave me such an energy, and I was able to do my work.
You lessen the effects of the COVID virus.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't cure COVID. I had it first time for 65 days, but I did about 12 podcasts. I was driving around. I was living my life. Even like after 4 p.m., I was like, boom, I was losing all my energy. But anyway, it was keeping me up, you know?
Okay.
And,
you're a scientist. You're an MD.
In my heart.
Well, I mean, even though you're not practicing anymore, you still have this lengthy training. Obviously there isn't anyone making this for the masses. People have to make it themselves, right?
Yeah.
So, and your book talks about that, and the book's wonderful because it lists all the benefits, all the positives for physical problems, but also emotional problems too.
Emotional problems.
What I want to ask you is a lot of the psychedelics, these, plant medicines, including cannabis, can be activated and added stronger when you have intention. I intend for this to happen. Does that still work with Amanita? When you're taking it, you have to set a program in your mind by saying,
yeah, exactly.
Talk about that.
Yes. For example, if a person is an alcoholic, drinking for 20 years, if this person doesn't want to quit, nothing going to happen. If this person firmly say, I want to quit, I just can't, I physically can't do that, then Amanita can help. Because some people was trying giving small Amanita portions to people without knowing, does work. The person have to have desire to quit. Any addiction, any opioids, any amphetamine, cocaine, even to marijuana, you have to want to quit. You have to have intention. And I advise everybody, before people take Amanita microdoses, write down why you want to take it. Why? What you want to improve? Your sleep, quality of life, your depression condition, let's say gastritis or whatever. We have a great numbers for adenoma, you know? So you just write down everything you have, you take the course and you look back and see, does it help you or it's not? So you can take consistently a couple courses, 3, 4, 5, not more than 6 months with breaks. And then you will see, does it work for you or not? Okay. And I'm not advising anybody to buy Amanita online, because anybody can go in the forest and all you need about 10 cups. That's enough. But buying
just
10, online.
Just 10 caps is all you need?
Yeah. You don't need much. Okay. 10 cups will be about 20 grams, 25 grams. And you take by 0.5.
And you list this in the book, right? This is all detailed.
Everything is in the book.
One of the problems, Baba, that I see, especially in Western culture, is that people are lazy.
And
that's not saying that they're, you know, traditionally lazy. They just don't have time to go, go into the forest and find mushrooms. You know, first of all, finding the right mushrooms is a challenge. I mean, you can even go back to finding the time to go to the to the forest to find mushrooms. And this is what you just brought up, is the fact that you can maybe find them online on the internet.
No. Telling them. What if these mushrooms were picked up in a radioactive area? How do you know? What if those mushrooms were picked in a chemical garbage site? What if it would be picked up in some chemical factory, because those mushrooms suck all heavy metals, radiation, pesticides, everything, mycelium adapted to that, and it's uses for a life cycle, and it's all end up in the fruiting. I highly not recommend that. Don't buy anything online, because you never know. It's a lottery. It's like a Russian roulette. You never
know. Have that problem right now with people buying CBD at drugstores. It's a very poor quality. It doesn't have the medicinal properties that you get when you get it more natural. And it's a challenge that I've found to find quality CBD. My son actually is starting a company on getting CBD, quality CBD.
We're going to take a short commercial break, and we will be right back with you.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs, because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
My guest today is Dr. Baba Masha, who has written a book called Microdosing with Amanita muscaria, which is a mushroom found quite easily in most of the world. Amanita is, in many ways, is a fascinating mushroom. What do we think the ancients did with it? Would you say that it was used only medicinally, or was it used as part of a daily routine to maintain an equilibrium?
Is it described in a book of Professor Krashenikov in 1755? They said people were using it for celebration, like alcohol. They were, and it was really, really expensive. It was exchanged for gold, for furs, and it was really expensive. So only rich people could afford it. And in a Professor Krashenikov book, he says, poor people have to drink the urine of rich people to get the same result.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you.
In
you
the 1700s? Well, I mean, it must have been very expensive if that's the case.
It
oh my God.
It was expensive because they didn't have alcohol. It was only thing they can digest and be like, celebrating whatever holidays they have. Even if I don't know if they had any. And it was medicinal in a small quantities. It's in the book also.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Siberian tribes, they have really, really limited natural supplies. And they were using Amanita so widely. It's in the several books. In 18th century, people were describing, and they were witnessing that in the Great Northern Expedition.
Let me stop you right there.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the psychedelics that we have on the program, like ayahuasca, it's a psychological, spiritual journey, and it opens the door for other dimensional beings and experiences to come through, I think, in a positive setting. But sometimes it's negative because the person needs to kind of clear things out. Amanita seems more purely medicinal. Or is there other effects that are psychedelic, that are used by people who want to touch the higher levels of consciousness?
I want to tell you what ayahuasca is not just a mind plant. It's really good detox plant. It kills parasites. They're using it for curing some conditions. And when you take it, you cleanse yourself inside and out, in body and mind. Even you mentioned before microdosing ayahuasca. It works. It works. I just never talk about it because it's a public knowledge and everybody can research it on Google. It's a lot of evidence on it. Amanita, it's strictly just a help. It's a medicinal mushroom.
Okay.
I'm not recommending use it for psychedelic trips because it's very dangerous. It's not what Amanita gonna kill person. The person under influence of Amanita gonna kill himself.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't die from intoxication. People can damage themselves. I cannot show you the pictures I have, but I have like flat, bloody faces, just one big wound hitting themselves on a wall.
Yeah.
And I have so many audio reports, written reports, because I was conducting 5-6 hours live streams with people, and they were sharing their experience. in front of 800,000-900,000 people, and it's all recorded.
Wow.
And yeah. It's not, I was sitting somewhere in a bunker and conducting this research. It was totally public. And if anyone will die or damage brain or liver, let's say, we will all know about it. 8,000 people were involved in a live discussion every day for 3 years before wow. I shut down the whole research. It was all public and people were so nice. It's public research. I was just conducting the whole thing. I didn't discover anything. I was systematizing, putting it on a folder. I created 150 questions with answers already. Did it help? No results, or I have negative results. I systematized what I was given from my followers. It was totally public work.
So as a researcher, Baba, do you see this, if it were to be, I don't want to say licensed, but we have to deal with the FDA here in America.
No, you cannot license a nature.
The thing is, though, for this to be widely used, you know, you're asking everyday Joe to go out in the forest and find mushroom caps. And a lot of people are like, I can't be bothered, Baba. I cannot be bothered. You know, send me your tincture, the Baba tincture.
I will. I will send you.
Oh, not. I'm saying just generally. I'm speaking.
Oh no. I'm not selling anything. I'm an older woman. I go for 20 miles walking in the mountains in the Pacific Coast to get myself a few amanitas. I'm physically not capable of picking it up and giving it to other people, selling it. It's not about that. It's totally not about that, because this information came to me from people and I don't want to sell it. It's not for sale.
You're giving people the technique on how to get it.
No. You know why I started that research? Because Amanita muscaria could not be monetized. It cannot be monetized. You cannot take Amanita, just mush it up, put it in the fields, and give it to everybody. You have to find individual dose, because with time, with procuring, with storing, it's changing its chemical properties.
Interesting. So it's individual. You find
it
your own mushroom,
totally.
And it's meant for you. And wow. So let's go way back again. If these nomadic people around the world 50,000 years ago were using this, is your belief that it was, again, it's part of their medical arsenal to heal dysfunction, hormonal problems, pain, whatever? This is really the strength of this mushroom, is that it is a serious plant medicine, isn't it?
I want to say something about, let's say if we take you, you're a person, you're a human, and you have chemical compounds. You have this and this and this. You have iron, you have potassium, you have whatever. If I put all these chemicals separated in a bowl, it's not going to create you. Right?
Right, yeah.
So if you take main compounds of Amanita, ibotenic acid, or muscimol, put it together and give it to a person, it's not going to do anything like Amanita. And 1,500 years ago, people have, you know, we had our Ayurveda, we have Hippocrates, we have a bunch of wisdom men, which started medicine, was started centuries ago. We were doing it by trying this, trying this, trying that, recording the effects, just like I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because remember, we were using like frogs and rats and teeth of sharks, whatever, grounded, da da. Remember all those witch doctors we used, like lead and mercury and whoa, when you start reading about what did we use, even like 500 years ago, you're like, oh my God. So it was all trials, mistakes, and a good part of it. That's what I did for 4 years, because I was not looking for a positive data. I was looking for data. It doesn't matter positive or negative, because when I submitted manuscript to the publisher, I conducted 2 years research on animals in my farm. I got guinea pigs. I gave him small dosages of Amanita with water as a drink. And I have 5 generations of guinea pigs consuming Amanita Pascaria for 2 years, because I have to prove myself it's not poison.
Yeah.
And I did. It, because if my guinea pigs gonna all die or gonna
have a neurological problem,
two heads, I will go publicly and say, okay, people, stop it. That's what I do. And I will put the pictures of sick animals. Only what I find out in my animal research, you cannot give Amanita muscaria microdoses to pregnant women.
Right.
And then they breastfeeding. So I have four conditions: pregnancy, breastfeeding, mental diseases, and kidney stone disease. Because Amanita microdosing moving the stones.
Wow.
Only four conditions which Amanita could not be used in microdoses.
So what do you see this research that you have done as a future tool for the future generations, the next generations? Is this something that you would see kind of like a home medical kit, where you go out when you're not well and you get some mushroom caps and you create a tincture or a dried product to consume? Is that what you're looking at? What do you see the future? Talk about the future of this.
I'm not looking in the future, because I live today. Today, I don't care what they're going to do.
Upcoming generations, though, Baba.
The clip, it's rediscovering. It's not like I rediscovered the ancient way of using that mushrooms, because people did it before so many years ago. And I just rediscovered the dose, how to use, and what effects it gives to human health. But for a future, every time I go skiing in South Tahoe, I have a bottle of tincture with me. I'm telling you, I have it in a car in case I'm going to have pain in my back or my knees. I always have it. All my friends who are divers or hikers or people who are very physically active, they all have Amanita tincture for topical application. It takes itching from poison oak, from mosquito bites. I want to tell you last experience I conducted 2 weeks ago. I live on my farm and I have 1 acre, 2 acres of land, and I grow my own food. I grow my own animals. I don't go to the store to buy food. I have everything of my own. So I got bit by wasps in both hands. So my hands were like size of
swollen.
Yeah. So I decided, all right, very good, because I got bitten first time in both hands. So I was trying to prove myself on my right hand, because I work with it. I put a big compress in the pain, stop pain, swallowing, and redness. Redness and swell didn't go away, but pain got away in 25 minutes.
Wow.
And my fingers, I could not bend them, but I couldn't feel the pain. This hand, 12 hours, it was growing, and allergy were going to my elbow, and it was so horrible. Because I was trying to see how long it's going to stay. Maybe it's placebo, maybe it does work, maybe I imagine it. No. I have to get up in the middle of the night, put the compress on my left hand, 25 minutes, I was sleeping.
So you were the test subject for that experiment.
I am a test subject. I was testing everything before I went public.
That's a tough thing to do, Baba. One hand gets the Amanita, the other hand is the experiment without anything.
I never talk about any effects of anything if I didn't try it on myself, because wow. I thought if I'm gonna die, that's what my destiny. But I never talk about anything I didn't try on my own.
Okay, and let me ask you, because you're a physician and you've worked with people now, not anymore, but you did. Pick the top two healing effects for women, and pick two for men that you think are outstanding regarding Amanita. In other words, a woman's condition, perhaps it's menopause or whatever, but pick two topics that you think this mushroom works perhaps better than the pharmaceuticals that your previous industry would recommend.
All right. Restoring the sleep, depression, alcohol addiction or any other addiction is a painkiller in a tincture form, hypertension, taking inflammation from any kind of wounds.
Okay, let me stop you real quickly. I should have finished the statement. Pick two for women, men, two, and give us a case study without naming names. In other words, people that wrote in and said, Baba, I had this condition, and after 2 months, I used the Amanita, and this is what happened.
For women, hot flashes, for men, adenoma. It takes away adenoma symptoms. It doesn't cure adenoma. It's elevates the symptoms. It's for example, if male has an adenoma, the symptom is when he go to the bathroom, you know, he cannot pee. And then you take 3 weeks.
Oh, wait a minute. You're talking about prostate issues?
Prostate issues.
What did you adenoma. Call before? Adenoma?
Adenoma, yeah. Adenoma is a tumor. It's not a cancer. It's a tumor on a prostate, and it squish urine tract.
Oh,
and,
I hear you. So benign prostasis. Let's go back to that real quickly. So in other words, someone's having trouble urinating because his prostate is swollen and it's collapsing the urethra. So just drops are coming in. So rather than a surgical procedure or a drug that has limited or problematic effects, you're saying the Amanita will shrink the prostate enlargement, or how does it work?
It doesn't cure the condition. It takes away the symptoms if you use it. I have guys using a compress on the lower part of the body and taking microdoses.
Mm-hmm.
It's have to be researched, because I just named the positions, which it's not like I put this question out of my head.
Yeah.
If you read the book, I have about 1,000 letters in my computer. I have 12,000 of reports, right?
Right.
I just pick up the best ones. And if 10 people write me about great effects of Amanita microdosing with the prostate problems, I put this question for discussion.
I love that. Yeah.
That's how it was conducted.
Okay.
If several women write me reports, Masha, I was taking Amanita for 3, 4, 5 months. My hot flashes got away. I put this question for discussion. I put it in a live chat. I said, people who had the same, write me. Did it help or not? And I put this question for voting. Did it help? No effects, or I have negative result. That's how it was conducted.
Yeah, simple survey. Yeah,
excellent. Yeah, it's just a random survey. It's not clinical study. It's not like double
blind study.
Placebo. Yeah. It's a random study of Amanita users all over the world, which is make it so great. It's people from every continent.
I love that.
Different part of our planet. It was
okay. So we're gonna get firm with you again, and I'm gonna ask you to present another male issue that is helped by Amanita, and then we're going to do two females.
That's pretty much.
Prostate is excellent. What's another one for men?
That's it.
Really?
Everything is for both. like arthritis pain and depression and addiction.
Well, I mean, you mentioned menopausal problems for women.
Hot flash is one.
What about some of the other effects that premenopausal women go through? Does it balance their hormones?
I don't know. I didn't test the hormones. I didn't run the hormone tests. It just affects. They stop being psychotic. They don't have this temperature rising and going down.
So the mood changes there are help.
The mood changing, yeah. They can work. They don't try to kill their husbands. they feel good. They can work and they can sleep. And they don't have those chills of rising temperature, sweating. And, you know, plus for women is for ladies who have menstrual pain, just a regular menstrual pain, it takes away the cramping.
So it helps with cramping?
Cramps.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Why do you think, I mean, early pharmacology actually went into the jungle. In fact, it still happens today. They go to the Amazonian jungle and they'll find a healing root or leaf or flower. And then all of a sudden they want to make the artificial compounds available, you know, so they can mass produce it. This is how drugs are manufactured. Why can't we follow? And I'm talking to you more as a physician. Why can't we follow more of the natural healing techniques rather than create these potent toxic drugs that are damaging us?
Money.
Okay, that's money. I mean, I kind of knew that, but I thought you could say, Cliff, it's because we just don't want to sit still and have our body correct itself after a period of time.
Yeah, like because, you said, people are so lazy, they're busy, they don't have time to take care of their health, and they go to pharma and start eating those pills. And I want to remind you, pills, our mother medicine, how old? It's not even 100 years old. Not even 100 years old, right?
Pharmacology, yeah.
Yeah, and 2 years ago, I went to Mexico, high elevated jungle. There is a tribe over there of witches. They called Nahua. There is a book of American writer. It's War of Witches. So I read this book, and I went there to those jungle. And we hired a person who is a witch doctor. He was about 40 years old, male. His mother, his grandmother was giving him all the knowledge about plants. Cliff, I want to tell you, Finn, I was going through the jungle with him for a week. And he showed me each plant in this jungle is a medicine. He was telling me things, and as a doctor, I couldn't believe it. He showed me the scar on his arm so deep because as a surgeon, I can see how deep it was and it's no stitches. And I said, what did you do? He took a couple leaves, mixed it together, and it's created green goo. You put it in a wound. It's antiseptic and you wrap it with a fabric and it heals. He showed me the condition of his patient. You can't believe it. I want to move there and I want to study it just for myself out of my curiosity. Yeah. You live in an area where each plant is medicinal. Isn't it like story tale? And when he showed me vitiligo, there is a disease of vitiligo when people have white spots on the skin. And it's not affected by UV. It cannot be brown. It's area where it's just white spots.
Is it a skin condition or is it showing something that's more internal?
No. It's a skin condition. Nobody knows why and nobody knows the cure. It's called vitiligo.
Oh, vitiligo. Okay.
Michael Jackson had it.
Oh, skin discoloration.
Skin discoloration. They have it. And when he showed me the plant and said, this is that, I said, no. And he started showing me his own body. because I saw that disease so many times, and I see it's become lighter and lighter and lighter, some parts of your body, because you can see the age affected, and you see how skin is changing color to normal gradually, and some areas are still affected. I was so surprised. You can't believe how I was like, oh my God, oh my God. Everything I learned in the medical school for 12 years just went to.
That's a great story. I thought you were going to say Amazon, but you're saying the jungles of Mexico, which.
Mexico, yeah.
Yeah. Was it Guatemala or was that Mexico, Central Mexico?
It was Mexico. It was northeast Mexico. The Mayans lived there, and 2,000 years ago, they moved out, and this tribe of witches came there, and they have their own language. They didn't have a road to that place. Only, I think, 10 years ago, it started being accessible to our people. It was very secluded area. It's about 100 feet elevation. I forgot what's the name. I have it in my...
Fascinating.
And they speak their own language, and I had a translator with me.
Are they Mayan? Are they separate from Maya? Are they Maya?
No. They replaced the Maya. When Maya left...
Okay, so they're a different native tribe.
They're a different tribe, and they're called Nahua.
Nahua.
They have their own language, own culture. It's very poor area. We eat what we grow. Just like me in California. And it's a beautiful country.
Wow. The book's called Microdosing with Amanita Muscaria, Creativity, Healing, and Recovery with the Sacred Mushrooms. My guest today has been Baba Masha. She is a MD. As we leave you, Baba, what do you want to tell us about the book? Why should people be buying this book? It just came out. August. So
today.
Today?
Today it was available on Amazon. Amazon was shipping because I have big pre-sale. I have over 100,000 people. Because I wrote that book in Russian first. And I gave it to, I gave it to my people for free.
Wow.
I have 200,000 downloads in the first 6 months.
Hey, while we're at it, what's your website so people who are interested?
Baba Masha doesn't exist. No contacts, no consulting.
That's even more reason to get the book then, my friends.
Yeah.
Microdosing with Amanita Muscaria.
Because my social life is not connected to Baba Masha. I don't want to answer 200 questions every morning.
I
want to live my life. Baba Masha, send me Amanita, send me the tincture. I read your book. I have a question. Read it. Everything is here.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, you can get it on Amazon now, and I guess wherever.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last thing as we are leaving, Baba, what do you want to leave us with regarding your work? Any thoughts? Any final thoughts that you would like to give us on the?
Any thoughts? I just wish everybody be healthy. As a physician and a doctor, it's in my blood, and I give my. You know, when you finish medical school, you give a what you call it in English. You give your. You swear to your Hippocrate.
You give your oath.
Oath, right? So. When I went on my psychedelic journeys, Hippocrate came to me and he said, Masha, wake up, do something. You give this off. You have to do something. That's why it's free for everybody. And I don't want to sell anything. I did it for people who speak Russian. Everything was free. All information, all data, the book is free. Everything is free. Just do it. If you love yourself, take care of your health yourself.
That's wonderful. Right? Wonderful. Thank you. For those of you listening, I should mention, I'm a little naive. Baba obviously is her pseudonym, her stage name, and she is appearing with an outfit on that kind of disguises her because in Russia, if she were to go back, she'd probably be thrown in jail. She'd be incriminated, and God knows you'd be sent to Siberia to probably live out the final days of your life, right?
For lifetime.
So that's why there's no website. That's why there's no contact. And she has generously written this book, and it's filled with anecdotes and also the different reactions people have had to this mushroom, and their personal stories. And so it's very well written. It's from my own publisher, Park Street, but that's Inner Traditions. They own Park Street. So, hey, Baba, it's been fun. Continued success, and thank you for writing the book.
Yeah. If you want my tincture, I will send you to try. And then you have to go to the Pacific Coast and pick it up yourself.
Okay. I'm the one who's saying, you know what? I'm too lazy. I can't leave. I'm joking.
You're too lazy to be healthy. Hello.
I know. I'm totally hear you. And just hang on a minute. We'll let it go. So, hey, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me. It was a great conversation.
I have to say that until I actually read a good portion of the book, I thought that these were like magic mushrooms, like peyote buttons, and cause psychedelic trips, you know. They do apparently in high doses, but you don't want to go that high. This is a real healing mushroom. And her book is filled with various case studies of conditions that were healed using it. And the other thing that she mentioned to me off the recording is the fact that when used as a tincture on a regular basis, it can actually help normalize hormonal issues for women. She mentioned prostate for men. I was trying to get her to talk about some specifics, but the book's filled with, like I said, individuals who have had various health problems that the mushrooms were able to heal. So, great new addition to our medicine bag of natural remedies, powerful natural remedies that are just amazing. And, you know, it's funny because we keep finding these wonderful, in some cases, wonder drugs that our ancestors knew about and in some cases reported. You know, we didn't get into a lot of detail on the cave paintings of this mushroom, but Amanita apparently is, you know, widely seen in cave drawings. So, wow, I wonder which or how many groups use the mushrooms. She mentions the Outback in Australia as using them, but I'm sure other groups use them as well. So it's fun to have her on. And by the way, the book is now available, as she mentioned. I saw it on Amazon, and it's really worth one. It's one of those books. It's great for your library collection. Hey, I want to mention we have tours every year with Earth Ancients, which is also Destiny and the Special Edition Archive podcast. We got a good one coming up in May. It's in Egypt. It's our fourth annual Grand Egyptian Tour. I'm mentioning it because we have a short window to get a really good additional discount. Our tours are low priced across the board, typically about 40% less than the general prices. And this is a special private tour that includes all the accommodations, all the foods and beverages, passes, and private access. For more information, go to earthancients.com/tours, T-O-U-R-S, register, and up until the end of the year, you will get an additional $200 off by using the code GOE200. You just punch that in when you're registering, and you'll get that additional discount. We're about getting halfway there. We're only going to take about 30 people, maybe a few more. And we want to be able to move people around. We want just one bus because we can get in and out of these private archaeological
sites without a lot of hassle. So again, for more information, for the full itinerary, go to earthancients.com/tours and register. All right, that's it for today. I want to thank my guest, Baba Masha, and her new book on Amanita muscaria, the fantastic mushroom. As always, the team of Ruth Thomas, Mark Foster, and others. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You make it rock. All right, take care, be well, and we will talk to you next time.